right, we're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, and we're on the line with my special and very knowledgeable guest, Reverend Ted Pike, talking about the latest hate crimes legislation that they're attempting to enact here. So I'll tell you what, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. If you'd like to voice a comment or have a question for my guest, Reverend Ted Pike, feel free to call in. Reverend Pike, let's go back to this. Okay, so the David's Law that was imposed or that was put forth by Sheila Jackson died or is going to die.
Well, it's still in the judiciary, but not in the Subcommittee on Crime.
Mm-hmm.
The new one is now in the Subcommittee on Crime, which is the place which will launch it back to the judiciary for approval in the judiciary and then on to the docket of the House.
I see. Okay, and that's the, what is it, 11 and a half pages or 11 and a half?
Yeah, it's 11 pages long. It's a longer version. It's stiffer in the sense that it gives the federal government the right to intervene in hate crimes trials,
mm-hmm.
presumably to overthrow verdicts it disagrees with. Also, it gives the government right to criminalize or involve itself in criminal violations, not just in bias-motivated crimes, but crimes which just are simple felonies or simple violent crimes. And this is very, very threatening because that is a preponderance of the whole criminal activity in America. So it's a massive involvement and prerogative of the government to come down and take over states' rights in law enforcement in general, not just bias-motivated issues.
Okay, let me, a quick thing, and this, I don't know, this might sound naive, but for example, let's take a hypothetical situation. Let's say this, Lord forbid, let's say that this hate crime legislation were enacted, and I happen to be sitting at Starbucks, okay?
Hey, Michael, let me just, I got my wife's burning the stove here, just saying, I'll be back soon.
Okay. I wonder who cooks in the Pike household. Again, let me open up the phone lines. It's 800-313-9443. If you have a question for the Reverend or you want to voice a comment regarding this.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
The smoke is filling the house. She's got the windows open, has it under control.
I haven't heard the smoke alarm go off yet.
Yeah, continue.
Right. Let me get back to this hypothetical. You and I are sitting at Starbucks, and we're having a cup of coffee. And we are in a discussion about, gay rights.
Yes.
And there happens to be two gay males sitting 10 feet away from us. And I happen to voice a comment that, again, this is hypothetical, folks, that I don't like gays, and I think they're whatever. Now, with that being said, if the two gay gentlemen were to call the police and say that they have been offended or hurt by that particular statement, I could theoretically be arrested?
Not yet in the United States. You see, in Canada, all it takes is a public statement to bring the police and have you taken to the police station and be arrested. Yes, that would be true for Canada right now, Germany, other countries.
Okay.
But here in the United States, ostensibly, your bias must manifest itself as some kind of a crime, small or great. Now, having said that, the fact of the matter is that back in 2005, there were 11 Christians in the public square in Philadelphia during a huge gay rights rally there, doing nothing more than holding up signs critical of homosexuality. Actually, they were just Bible verses, and singing a hymn. And they were arrested for violation of the ADL's Pennsylvania hate crimes law. And in the first preliminary hearing, the city DA argued that clearly these people were guilty of bias motivation. It was very clear from their placards and their activities. But he said that Michael Markovich, who was the leader of the Philadelphia 11, actually was using his bullhorn as an instrument of crime to batter the tender emotions of homosexuals. So they were trying to link bias motivation with actually use of an instrument of crime.
All right, let me stop you there. We've got to take a quick break, then we've got a long segment. Michael Herzog with the Reverend Ted Pike, American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 Shortwave. Stick with us. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
I'm not ready to make nice. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. We're back with my special guest, Reverend Ted Pike. Ted, you want to take a phone call?
Oh, sure.
All right, let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with the Reverend and myself.
Speaking of hate crime problems, I want to read a letter to the editor in our local little Wednesday shopper.
Okay.
It says, I am a very beautiful black female. I have everything in life a person wants. I am much better off than trash from the street. I do see the color white, and the only behavior that they haven't changed is the females aren't yelling rape. No, people aren't just people. Black people are God's chosen people. And if they were only black people in the world, oh, what a wonderful world it would be. I don't have a chip on my shoulders at the world, just white America. I teach Sunday school in my church, and I teach my kids the same way your parents taught you, to hate the real white devils and the enemy. You people are the devil.
Brother.
If we forget what people do to us, we're saying it's okay to do it again. I am sure if your people get the chance, they will. This is God's world. Go home, devils.
Want to comment on that, Reverend?
Yes. If the justice system in Canada were fair, that would be considered an indictable offense in Canada. Unfortunately,
no, she's black.
She's a member of one of these specially protected groups, and but that is not indictable here in America as yet, because it has not manifested itself in some kind of a violation of the law. One thing we have to remember is that even though these hate laws seem to have restrictions and constraints put upon them here, and seem to have checks and balances. When the ADL really wants to go after somebody, they just don't seem to care about the law anymore. I'll give you an example. In Idaho, under the ADL's Idaho hate law, there was a very, very hot, bitterly contested football game going on, high school football game, and there was a large black coach. I think he was about 6'4" tall, and the crowd was booing him, and he was in a very bad mood. And the a photographer from the local newspaper, Mrs. Ray, came up and snapped a picture of him. He was so angry that he had been photographed in those circumstances that he ran after the woman as she turned his back, turned her back on him and was walking away. And he grabbed her by her neck and yanked the camera off of her neck, giving her rope strap burns on her neck, and threw her to the ground. And her husband, Lonnie Ray, saw the whole thing and rushed forward and used the N-word against the coach. And the coach had Lonnie Ray indicted for hate crime under the ADL's state hate law, and he was going to be spending 5 years in prison if found guilty under that law. And incredibly, the newspapers, the public, was solidly behind indicting Lonnie Ray and sending him off for 5 years. Now, here's an example where Lonnie Ray's impulsive outrage did not result in any kind of a crime, just a word of a racial epithet, and yet he was going to be indicted. And thanks to the advocacy of his attorney, Ed Steele, I think it was shortened eventually to a month in prison or something like that. But the ADL gets these laws in by giving the impression that there will be checks and balances on these laws. But the truth of the matter is that ADL can pretty much use its own discretion in which cases it wants to take. Usually they involve right-wingers or Christians or Holocaust reductionists.
Whoever
and so
they
on.
Don't like. Is that
That's right?
Right. Yes. Okay, thank you very much, Richard. We appreciate your input. Let's go. Do you want to take another one?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, let's go to John in Colorado. John, you're on.
Hello there. Reverend, I got a question. In John 10:34-35, our Creator Messiah said, "In your scriptures I said, you are gods." And 35 says, if he called them gods to whom the scripture come, scripture cannot be done away with. Now, Psalms 82:6 says the same thing. Now, calling on gods, is that not self-reverencing and self-worshipping?
Well, you see, the Pharisees were accusing Christ of elevating himself to deity, to being God. And, of course, that's true because Jesus is God. But
so are we people. We the people are God's too, is what I'm getting at.
Let me just finish
now,
here.
Now, wait a minute. Our Creator has a name, Yahweh. You people hate that name. That's a crime.
Who hates that name?
You never say it.
Oh, okay. Let me finish responding
okay,
to your first
ahead.
Question. Now, here's my interpretation of that.
You
that
are
passage.
Not an interpreter, sir. Scripture interprets scripture.
Okay. All right.
Okay, John.
Yeah, I guess you can have your own opinion, John.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, John. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just quickly give that. I believe that what Christ was saying was, We all are made in the image of God in the sense that we have a free will, a mysterious free will. We are gods in a certain sense that we are eternal and we cannot never be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're not God in the sense that we have created the world or have existed from eternal past time. But that's pretty much, I believe, what Christ was saying.
Right. Let me insert something here, Ted. You know, in my experience with these laws and what they enact, you're saying, well, in Canada right now, for thinking it or for saying it, you could be arrested. But right now, if they enact this legislation in the United States, you would have to act on it. My experience, however, curiously enough, it's only a matter of time before they would probably have some incident and wind up amending it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I mean, that's been my experience over my lifetime with they'll put something in, they'll start real small, and they continue to add onto it. Finally, you're so inhibited, you're afraid to walk out of the house.
Well, not only that, but basically when the federal government has passed this kind of legislation, it really doesn't need to do too much work because a bias-oriented justice system is so radically different from an evidence-oriented justice system, which we've enjoyed for hundreds of years, that it's going to need a lot of work by federal judges, local judges, and so on, to adjudicate from the bench and flesh it out.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened in Canada. The ADL always comes under these false premises that, you know, this bill is only about ending violent physical hate crimes in the provinces, but then they give it to the judges. The judges make the law. The judges really, according to every magistrate's point of view, they always have the tendency of widening this to protect not just homosexuals and Jews and so on from physical bias-motivated violence, but also from verbal violence, attacking their self-esteem and tender emotions and so on. So this, once you get a bill like this on the books, then that's a slippery slope downward to a very great broadening of the jurisdiction. And also, there are lots of other groups who want to get on the hate crimes protection bandwagon. In England, they tried to pass their big federal laws a year or so ago, and the witches and the warlocks and the Satanists and adulterers, all these people were wanting special federal protection.
Mm-hmm. Well, it takes us right back to whoever happens to be deciding, remember? I mean, you know, whatever prejudices that particular individual has that's sitting on the bench.
Yeah, that's... That's especially ominous because ADL certainly bristles with prejudices against Christianity.
You took the words right out of my mouth, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, we know how many members of the – well, not necessarily members of the ADL, but members of the, shall we say, Jewish community happen to be in different factions of our government right now.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Getting back here. Okay, so the Davis Law bill is probably going to die. The other one's 11 and a half pages long. And it is coming out. Now, how soon could this bill be voted on?
Well, the Congress has gone into recess now for a couple of weeks, the spring break, and the members of Congress are back with their local constituents. So it'll be a couple of weeks before there's any possibility that this bill will go out of judiciary and onto the floor of the House. Now, the fact of the matter is that Speaker Pelosi has complete powers to lift that bill literally right out of judiciary right now if she wanted to, without even approval by the Subcommittee on Crime or the judiciary itself. And she and her liberal colleagues in the House Rules Committee could literally take that bill and put it at the head of the docket as soon as they get back. So time is of the essence. And there are, I believe, staff members at the offices of all members of Congress right now during this break, and people should be calling in there right now. And I'll just give the toll-free number if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
It's 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your member of the House of Representatives is 877-851-6437. Now, there is a toll number in case this one might be canceled. The toll number is the standard Capitol hotline of 202-224-3121. Again, that's 202-224-3121. Now, the minimum which every lover of truth and freedom should do right now, you don't have to wait a couple of weeks till you get back, but you should call in there right now, Just call these numbers, you get the Capitol hotline, and you say, I want to talk to the office of my member of the House. Now, the battlefield is the House of Representatives, so don't go to the Senate right now. You go to the House and say, I want to talk to the member of the House from my district. It doesn't matter if you don't know who that member is or don't know your district number or anything like that, because the receptionist there will say, what is your zip code? You give it to them, and in an instant, you'll be there at the office of your House member. Just give them a very simple statement. Please don't vote for any kind of hate crimes legislation.
Okay, stick with me. We got another break coming up, Ted. I'll open up the phone lines again, and you're listening to The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, along with my guest, the Reverend Ted Pike, and you're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180 Shortwave. Be back in a few.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
We're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening with my special and very knowledgeable guest, Reverend Ted Pike. We got a short segment here, Reverend, but I'll tell you what. I've got another article here of yours that I wanted to get you to comment on. I want to read a sentence that you wrote and have you comment on it. It says, and by the way, the title of this article, so you know, is The Hate Bill Early Warning System. It's working. You familiar with that one?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Second page, it says, unfortunately, the vastly greater population of conservatives and Christian evangelicals remain virtually oblivious to the hate bill threat. In fact, in mid-February, 6 weeks after the federal hate bill David's Law, H.R. 254, had been introduced, our survey of 10 of the largest new right-wing organizations revealed that most had either no article warning of the hate bill or only modest statements, usually buried from public view. Is the reason that it's buried from public view because they out of fear?
Well, I just I think the new right has gotten used to having powerful advocates like Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, and Roy Blunt, the House Majority Whip leader, standing in and bailing them out again and again on this hate bill. And I remember I called one new right organization several years ago and says, well, why aren't you doing anything about the federal hate bill? And they say, well, basically, Frist will protect us. And she said, maybe someday we really have to worry about this, but we have such powerful advocates who keep defeating the hate bill in Congress. So they were just they're preoccupied with same-sex marriage and stem cell research and other issues, And it just gotten under their radar, and it takes a kind of a gadfly, an activist like myself, to be there almost every day calling the Congress and these committees and finding out where this legislation is.
Well, it seems to me if these these preachers are really Bible-teaching preachers, and if they're saying, well, Bill Frist is going to protect us, yada, 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 it's almost like they're being led from sheep to the slaughter.
Those privileges are gone. They're awakening to that with Democrat control of Congress, nothing can be taken for granted anymore. And I'm there as a watchdog on the wall, as I say, a terrier on the wall barking incessantly, trying to get the attention of the sleeping city that's surrounded by enemy armies. And fortunately, we are making some progress with the new right. As I mentioned in that article, WorldNet Daily has written three major articles against the hate bill, in which I have been extensively quoted, and also Janet Folger, who is a prominent right-wing bearcat on talk radio across the country. She's had me on this last week for an hour. Also, I had another talk with a Christian conservative organization this morning, their leader, Peter LaBarbera. And he wanted to tell me how much in agreement he is with us, and we'll be linking to our website and so on. So almost every week we get incremental new encouragement that the new right is waking up to a great deal of this.
Well, but the ADL, correct me if I'm wrong, because, again, you know, when I went on and I Googled you, went back and saw that video from 2001, it's like they're a pit bull. They just don't stop.
That's right.
If it gets defeated, they keep coming back and coming back and coming back.
That's right. Well, we were talking a little while ago about these three major bills. Maybe we should talk about them because they're all ADL-inspired. And
it's a great idea. Yeah,
by far the most important and threatening bill right now is the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. That's Conyers' new 11-page bill. It's H.R. 1592. Mm-hmm. Now, that bill is so dangerous because it will radically reorganize our whole government and political and states' rights structure here in America, leading to an end of free speech, just as happened in Canada. But there's also another one, H.R. 984, called the Executive Branch Reform Act. This is the work of Henry Waxman, another Jewish activist, member of the House from California. Maybe I could give a little bit of background on this bill. Earlier in the year...
Remember, we got about 1 minute, we're going to break again. But that's okay. Get as much as you can, and I'll just stop you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll talk about it a little more after the break. But earlier this year, two liberal Jewish activists, Levin and Lieberman, in the Senate, introduced legislation which would have imposed crushing paperwork and reporting requirements on Christian conservative organizations here in the United States. It was called it was part of the lobby reform bill, but it was called Section 220. Mm-hmm. And this was extremely threatening to all new right, smaller lobbying activist organizations. And we were able, I publicized it, probably the first on the internet and talk radio. I sounded the alarm, and then others of these Christian organizations joined in the chorus of protest. We were able to get that stripped off in the Senate and thoroughly defeated. And fortunately, Pelosi has not included it in the House version. So that was a total victory by the new right. But Waxman now has introduced another bill to take its place. You know, it's kind of like you pull out the tooth of a shark and then another one moves forward.
That's what I said. It's like a pit. They never stop.
That's right. And so after the break, I think we can go into detail about H.R. 984, the Executive Branch Reform Act, mm-hmm. which is kind of starting at the other extreme of the American political spectrum, in which it is requiring, believe it or not, it's requiring that all federal executive branch officials, that's more than 9,000 federal officials, report to the government every call from a concerned American to them.
Okay, let's stop right there. We're going to take a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, on the air with my guest, Reverend Ted Pike. We'll be back in a few. This is republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. See you in a few. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening on with my special guest, Reverend Ted Pike. Now, Ted, we're going to talk about H.R. 984, but before we do that, you want to take another call?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air with Michael Herzog and Ted Pike.
Yes, Mike and Ted.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. Just a little heads up what's going on out here in Arizona land.
Okay.
We have a corporation, it's called GoDaddy. They sponsor websites and things.
Uh-huh.
And last night on Fox, they did this thing about them shutting down somebody's website. They showed a bunch of what they called pro-white, neo-Nazi, racist, hate speech sites. And then they were interviewing this one lawyer, and he came out and said, well, the First Amendment right, and it only applies to the government. And I went there today to the computer. And they do have that segment posted if anybody'd like to see that the way they twist these words and these definitions around.
The First Amendment only applies to the government?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and give me that.
Okay, it's myfoxphoenix.com.
MyFoxPhoenix. Okay.
And then just type in the search engine GoDaddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ted, you want to comment?
I have all of four of my major videos now showing on Google, and Google has had a kind of a tawdry record of taking off materials for the benefit of the communist Chinese and other groups, and they've been very, very criticized for that, and I believe that they're trying to keep a a good face now to the American audiences by keeping up alternative points of view about the Middle East and matters Jewish and hate crimes and so on. But I certainly hope this trend is not something that will percolate over to Google and we'll see all this truth taken off.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you very much for the call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure thing.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, go ahead.
It just appears that, you know, they're just planting these seeds and getting the people used to it, that these things are quite acceptable. I don't see them going out here and shutting down La Raza or Mech's website or the NAACP. Why is it that they only just seem to want to call white people racist? And, you know, it's just a trend. It is going to continue because once they've established this tripwire that they can do that, and then they're going to just keep doing it more and more.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely an agenda behind it. La Raza, Lee Conquista, yeah, they let them come over the border in droves. But, you know, let any of us speak up.
Huh.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call. We want to go back into H.R. 984. Ted, go ahead.
Yes. Now, this legislation is so Orwellian, it states very clearly there that any concerned call into the federal executive branch of government by an American citizen under this legislation will have to be recorded by over 9,000 federal officials. That means if you get a call, your phone rings, and somebody from Heartland America says, I think the government could operate in a better manner in this way or whatever, that has to be recorded. The name, the date, and the precise content of that conversation has to be reported. Also, if this federal official is having a conversation with somebody at the water cooler or after, in a bar, let's say, after work, or if he's even conversing with his wife in bed at night, that pillow talk and that suggestion of how the federal government might be improved must be reported. He must report the date, the content, and the person who whispered into his ear those possibly seditious words.
I wonder if they're going to have any specific form like a 1040 where the guy has to fill it out every day and send it in.
Yes, it is. They will have forms to fill out but every quarter, every 3 months, these 9,000-plus federal officials will have to file a mountain of information with the American government, which will then be made public. And without our permission, our comments to a federal official of concern for our government and our republic will be posted probably on the Internet for all the world to see.
Oh, and put into a database, you can bet.
You bet. And this brings to the surface, of course, every concerned person for America who now goes into some nebulous database somewhere in Washington, D.C. And incredibly, this legislation has already passed Waxman's committee. Waxman is the head of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. It passed 20-0. This legislation is virtually ready to go onto the floor of the House. I don't know whether it's actually on the docket, but it was about to be put on the docket when I called last week. So this is legislation which has passed committee, is now ready for a vote, and that vote could take place any time after the Congress comes back a couple of weeks from now.
Who are these people and why, Ted? I mean, they're trying to make a criminal out of everybody. They're trying to data mine everybody. It's selective enforcement. They're going to go after whoever they want to, whenever they want to, and they're going to make sure that everybody has violated something so they can just point a finger and go after you at the appropriate time.
That's it in a nutshell. In my e-alert on this, I pointed out how that before the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, before the communist takeover of China, before Castro took over in Cuba, the revolutionaries quietly went through the population for years ahead of time, getting the names, locations, occupations, all listed of those who might be a threat to them when they took over. And so when the revolutions finally came, they were quickly able to eliminate them. I believe that these evil Jewish activists, such as Levin, Lieberman, Waxman, and so on, are part of the ADL's inner circle. They're basically wanting to continue on a very grand scale ADL's tawdry reputation of gathering lists, secret lists of those who might present opposition to them when they finally take over.
It looks like they're taking a lesson from Nazi Germany.
Yeah, you bet.
Uh-huh.
Now, if we have time, there's a third major bill I should mention.
Absolutely, go into it. Let's go.
Yes, this is the H.R. 808,
mm-hmm.
called the Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act. That's H.R. 808, the Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act. And what this will do is create a huge educational department in the United States government called, it's called the Department of Peace, but it's actually a huge Ministry of Propaganda. And it asks for a budget of $8.4 billion a year. Now that, let me just break that down. That's $8,400 million every year this Department of Peace will use to create a huge peace academy in the United States with everything, the full status that Annapolis and West Point and the Air Force Academy have. This will be a peace academy. And there will be four-year term. Graduates then will spend five more years of their lives traveling around the whole world, crossing national boundaries, and meddling and arbitrating in disputes all over the world, not only on the international level, but they will come down to the local level, literally to every family in America, and have powers to intervene in matters of domestic violence and so on on the grassroots level. And, you know, Jesus said, I came not to bring peace, but a sword, yea, rather division. And what he was saying there was he wasn't going to bring peace according to conventional standards of how you get peace, which is making people feel good and appeasing evil and so on. He was going to separate truth from reality, unreality, and from lies. And that's what he meant when he said, I bring a sword. I'm going to separate us from bad alliances and bad ideas and bad responsibilities to others and so on. And yet this legislation is built on exactly the opposite.
I was going to say,
philosophy.
It's a curtain. I mean, they're hiding under a veil of deception here.
Yes.
To carry out an agenda that obviously is beyond Orwellian.
Yeah.
They want to literally do away, it sounds to me like they want to do away with all opposition and, if you will, create a one-world government like the Bible said, okay, where there's a one-world religion.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yes. This is an attempt by the ADL again. I should mention that this legislation is ostensibly promoted by an organization called the Peace Alliance. And you can read their information at the Peace Alliance, I believe, at .org mm-hmm. on the Internet. And it's interesting to compare the writings of the Peace Alliance with the actual bill, which is quite long. And in the actual bill, it's not idealistic like the writings of the Peace Alliance. It's got ADL terminology, ADL values and goals. Obviously, the ADL is very deeply involved in promoting this legislation. What they want to do is put themselves in basically on high as the ethics teacher of the nations, teaching us even more pervasively the twisted definitions of hate and hate crime and bias and anti-Semitism and so on. So this legislation, believe it or not, has not been even recognized by anybody on the new right, to my knowledge, in the Christian or the secular conservative movement. And I do have an article on this at truthtellers.org. In fact, at truthtellers.org, we have articles on all these bills, many articles, but we also have three powerful brochures, one for each of these bills we've talked about today. Come there. And you can print out these attractive flyers, address them, and I would suggest you send one of each of these at least to your member of the House from your district. We have those names at Truth Tellers, but also there are between 8 to 10 very powerful, very influential legislative aides in every member of the House's office, and we have those names too. Print out about 12 of these brochures and address them to the legislative aides plus the House member from your district. And the good argumentation, the powerful documentation of these brochures will go a long way if they're sent immediately into the House office buildings to work behind the scenes to to counter ADL propaganda and get these bills defeated.
Well, as I can attest, you know, before I came onto the Republic Broadcasting Network, I was a listener. And, of course, I've heard you on John Stantmiller's show several times, and you've done some fantastic work. And I think that you're probably walking point on, you know, fighting this fight to get it defeated. And up to this point, you've succeeded.
Well, we have defeated the federal hate bill three times in the past 2 years.
And that's saying something. I mean, you know, as I said, reminding me of a pit bull and this ADL that keeps on coming. And then looking back at the background of these people, this organization is scary.
Yes.
Because if you take the FBI and the CIA and you put those together, and what was it, Congressman Merrick? It said that they
Rarick, yes.
Rarick said that they basically the FBI and the CIA are tinker toys
yes.
in comparison.
Yeah.
And you look at an organization such as this that can infiltrate, that can spy, that can ruin a person's reputation. You haven't got a shot in Hades of running for Congress if you make any anti-Semitic remark whatsoever, or you're done. That
right.
is powerful.
Yeah, it really is. And unfortunately, the whole religious right has bought into this idea that these people who are destroying America, who are pumping this legislative sewage into the lifeblood of America, are all God's chosen people who are beyond criticism. This is truly bizarre, isn't it?
Well, what's that old saying? You can fool part of the people sometimes, some of the people all the time, or what, something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
But what it boils down to is obviously these people are being fooled.
Yeah.
And it's only the people that really put a pencil, do some serious research on this and critical thinking that can come away with the realization and rip the curtain away and say, hey, you know what? You know, this isn't right. This is what they're doing, okay, and this can't happen. And,
right.
and I have to commend you, Ted, because you've been doing a fantastic job of stopping this. Unfortunately, as I mentioned before, it's like a pit bull. It never
yeah.
goes away. They're going to continue to come back and back and back. And the only defense, really, that we have is to open enough eyes, educate enough American people to allow them to realize that we cannot let this happen. Because
yeah.
once that happens, as I said before, you know, you said that in America there's going to be, there has to be some kind of an act involved as opposed to just a thought or a bias. But down the line, it will be amended. There will be something that happens that some judge will make a ruling, and then they will amend the legislation. And the next thing you know, that people are going to be, thinking about, I mean, thinking long and hard before they ever go out to dinner, sit next to a couple of any kind of ethnicity at all, and say
sure.
anything.
Sure.
This is serious. This is something that has to be addressed. We have to stay on top of this. We have to make certain that these Orwellian pieces of legislation – and by the way, that reminds me, okay, these people like Lieberman and Waxman and Conyers and so forth, are they all Jewish? Do you know?
Well, Conyers is black. But Levin and Lieberman are Jewish, and certainly Waxman is Jewish.
Are they dual citizens?
Well, I think Israel considers every Jew in the world to be a dual citizen, and I'm sure they haven't repudiated that standard in Israel.
Okay. So the what which one did you say was the black fellow?
Conyers is black. He's a black from Michigan.
Okay. So Conyers. Is he one of these congressmen that is just obviously sold out to a lobby of some sort? Or
I would think so.
Okay.
Sheila Jackson Lee and Conyers are both blacks, and the ADL has their people they put up front, usually members of minorities. We have every time we have an election, the quota of Jews in Congress increases, and they all. Not all of them, perhaps, but most of them seem to be part of this ADL network of introducing anti-Christian Orwellian legislation. And I would just encourage people to come to truthtellers.org. There's so much more there than we can explain here, even in 2 hours, about what you can do. I think one of the most powerful ways to hold these bills back is to send these brochures in there, you see, because they're attractive brochures. Each of them has an illustration on the front. And when your member of the House or his legislative aides get this in the mail, they'll look at the zip code, they'll see that it's coming from a constituent, someone that they are responsible to in order to get elected next time, and they'll read that, And this will get this will be a shaft of truth and light in a very dark place, which has been very much under the control of ADL propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Well, good thought. Okay, well, let's see. I believe we're going to have a break coming up a minute, and I'll have you come back. I'll open up the phone and see if anybody else wants to put a call in. I'll have you give a couple of closing thoughts there, Ted. But at any rate, I want to tell all the listeners out there, for those of you who are not familiar, because I know I have a lot of new listeners, people who are a little bit agnostic, some of them skeptical, about some of the issues on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I know when you watch mainstream media, you do not hear any of what you're hearing today with the good Reverend Ted Pike in the reality of what's going on underneath. Okay, this is not going to be told to you in mainstream media. The only thing that they want you to know is that the ADL is advocates civil liberties, and they want to drop it at that. You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes until you listen to a gentleman like the Reverend Ted Pike, who has been fighting this fight for a long, long time. And this man is part of the reason, a big part of the reason, why you folks still have some of the freedoms that you have. Not a lot, because the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Defense Bill has stripped us, as I said the other day. But at any rate, we're going to take a break. Ted, stick with me. I'm going to have you on here for a couple of closing thoughts. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 Shortwave. Don't go away. We'll be back in a few.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with The American Awakening. I've got my special guest, Reverend Ted Pike. And, Ted, I'm going to ask you for a closing thought here. But before I do that, I want to personally thank you for coming on, spending 2 hours with me, and sharing your knowledge of this issue with my guests. Because, as I said, I have a lot of listeners that are new to this whole thing, a lot of mainstream listeners who don't have a clue of what's going on. It certainly is wonderful to have somebody come on that's knowledgeable, that knows what's going on behind the scenes. So with that, Ted, give me a closing thought here.
Yes, we've talked about three very, very frightening bills here today, but by far the most oppressive and dangerous is the big federal hate bill, which is now in the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime. That could go before the House of Representatives almost as soon as the Congress returns in 2 weeks. If you can't do anything else, call this number, 877-851-6437. That's 877-851-6437. Tell the Capitol operator you want to talk to the office of your representative in the House, and she'll put you there and just give them the simple sentence, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. And now if you want to do more, come to truthtellers.org. We have brochures against these three hate bills. Send these to your member of the House, plus his 8 to 10 influential aides. We also have lists there of the entire Congress, but particularly the House of Representatives, which is the real battlefield now for freedom. Call, go down the list and get in a program of calling 15 or 20 minutes a day and call all the members of the House of Representatives protesting this legislation. I believe this is a decisive watershed moment in our history when if this kind of legislation goes through, we could very quickly conform to Canada, Australia, and other European countries losing our precious freedom of speech. And in conclusion, I'd just like to say that there is a God in heaven who is watching over this republic. He helped found it, and if we as a nation will turn to him and humble ourselves before him and call for his mercy and providence and deliverance, he will find a way to postpone the evil day and save America for us and our children.
Amen to that, Ted. Listen, I want to thank you so much again, Ted, for coming on.
Well, thank you. Couldn't do it without you.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to do this again.
You bet.
You've been a great guest.
Well, we'll keep you posted on development.
All right. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, there goes Ted Pike, folks, and I want to tell you, you know, it would thrill me nothing more than to have you guys call that number that Reverend Ted Pike just gave you and just lambaste these people with telling them that you do not want them to vote for this, because we're all Americans here, okay? We grew up in a country pledging allegiance to the flag under the republic for which it stands, and these powers that be, these evil minions, whoever they are, okay, that are trying to do this to us, are trying to subvert what we have been born and raised. We have we've raised our children, okay, in what we thought was a free society, and they keep incrementally just moving forward a little bit at a time and a little bit at a time and a little bit at a time and taking this away from us. And we've got to, at some point, put our foot down and reverse this. And this is a good way to do it. I'll give that number out again. It's 1-877-851-6437. You just want to call in there? Call into several of them. Tell them don't vote on the hate crimes legislation. The music's up. Another day gone. Tomorrow I'm going to have Don Nikoloff. You don't want to miss that show. We're going to go down the rabbit hole on the family tree of some of these people in the Federal Reserve and the Bush administration. So don't go anywhere. We've got the National Intel Report coming up with our great host, John Stadtmiller. Again, this is Michael Herzog signing off for publicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. See ya.